6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, homeschool moms, homeschoolers, Christian conservatives, and those of you from the ultra-right that are just paying attention, that are awake. We thank all of you for being awake. Yeah, we appreciate you joining us. As a matter of fact, we are streaming live right now on shortwave radio all over the world. That's right, 13.845 megahertz. You can pick us up there. And, of course, the Power Mall, we have a couple of things going on. The PowerMall.com servers are being updated. A little bit of slight interruption you might have if you try to navigate there. We ask you for your patience while this issue is getting fixed. And if you want the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station, just like the good folks at KCXL in Liberty, Missouri, we encourage you to reach out to them and let them know. We've got radio stations in Spokane. That's Washington State, for those of you. There's only one Spokane I know that's very outspoken. And then we have another station in Maryville, Tennessee, and I mean, they're all over the place. So if you want it on your local station, call them up. Tell them to get a hold of us, 877-817-9829. Hit number 2 and leave us a message and let us know that you've been in contact with one of the radio stations locally and you want us to follow up, because the more we can get the word out, the safer everybody's going to be. And if you're a small business and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, email us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll plug you in. And for those of you who want to support us directly, when you see the buymeacoffee.com banner pop up, when you dial into thepowerhour.com, click on that and buy us a cup of coffee or any level of team 1, 2, or 3 you want to be, because you get all sorts of perks, including discounts on the Power Mall when you order online. So, speaking of the Power Mall, 10% off North American Herb and Spice products, as well as Transderma Minerals. And we've got closeouts on Sammy Plus, Tranquil, and Iron Molybdenum Renatured 60 Count. We're talking half off. So things to take advantage of. The discounts are already built in on the website. All you've got to do is just go there and do your thing. Enjoy shopping. Hopefully you bookmarked us. At least if you haven't bookmarked our telephone number, 844-769-2944, on your cell phone, you'd have done that. Because then you can dial in when we have open lines. And just, you know, if something is, you know, really pressing, an issue is pressing, let us know. You know, we have a prayer list again for Michael, Lori, Susan in San Antonio, Rod in Florida, Paul in Maryland, in Kansas City, maybe listening to us on KCXL right now. Apparently they've got something they think is COVID. So we're hoping that that's not what it is. Seems like when COVID hit, all the flu went away. You notice that? It's kind of funny. But, you know, we just hold it up to them. Michael's also in Kansas City. He's trying to recover from procedures that he's had done. And, of course, Carl just got out of cancer surgery in Houston. He's recovering as well. Part of his colon got taken out. So we lift all these people up in the name of your son, Yeshua, for the year, a healing power, and making it happen in their lives, because we know that you are the God of all blessings and you're not the author of confusion, that you should lie. We just thank you for all of their blessings and for their healing in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you so much for that. If you have a prayer request, support@thepowerhour.com. We would be happy to put your loved one, your friend, your relative, even your distant enemy or distant cousin. You know, some of these cousins that, you know, they're kind of like an annoying relative that comes over for something to eat, you know, that kind of cousin. You know, if you find out that they're afflicted, please let us know, because we can put them on the prayer request list. And all of our dutiful Christian friends out there that pray will do that. And they will also, because, you know, it says in the good book that two or more ask in his name, it shall be added unto you. So that's why we have our prayer request here on the Power Hour. You know, it's kind of strange. A lot of radio shows don't do that. But we do that, and we appreciate you and your listening and your faithfulness to both God and country. Our guest scheduled today, Stephen Harkins, 11:30, North American Herb and Spice. We're going to be talking about his products. You just heard about Oregano P73. We're going to be talking about a little bit of that, plus the effects of Fukushima on humans. We also are including a map of potential nuclear targets and threat targets in the USA, and fallout patterns as well. Now, I'm sure you've heard, if you have not been paying attention to the back channels like I have, that Dr. Brian Artis, who is from the Dallas area, who I met while I was there at the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour show, has been telling people on main, well, on the back channel media anyway, that remdesivir is killing patients and that the COVID virus is basically a byproduct of snake venom. You know, we know that he lost his father-in-law because of ill-advised hospital protocols. And, of course, you know, he has really started a real shift show when he went on and started announcing on Stu Peters that this is all snake venom that's in COVID, that's in the vax, that's in remdesivir. That's, you know, it's just everybody's panicking and, oh, my God, it's snake venom. It's the devil himself. Oh, yeah, okay. We're going to get to the bottom of this at the top of next hour. You definitely want to dial in because I'm having a really hard time as a truth seeker wrapping my head around this. And if you've got anything to add, 844-769-2944, you're welcome to call in now. You're welcome to call in later during the show when Dr. Artis is on and to challenge him. Challenge his knowledge base. This is what we do, truth seekers. And of course, in the world news category, the Chinese regime, they have a new term now for lockdowns. It's called static management. Oh, yeah. You got to love it. All these communities in China, you know, Hong Kong, every place else, are under static management now. So apparently the phrase lockdown was causing people to panic. And so, hey, guess what we're going to have coming to the U.S., right? I don't think so. But in China, you know, we won't have any static management here, but in China, by changing the language, I mean, this is the very old-fashioned communist way of addressing public concerns. Just change the narrative. You aren't locked down. You're just being managed in a place of stasis. That means you're frozen in time. Yeah, we expect in rather short order we're going to start to see the effects of static management in global supply chain issues and the supply of goods to the U.S. By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, the U.S. imported a jaw-dropping $90 billion of goods from China in just the first 2 months of this year. 20% increase over the first 2 months of 2019. In other words, the U.S. economy has become more dependent on imports from China, making us even more vulnerable to the impact of closed factories and ports. Well, here's another situation, and we don't know exactly where it came from, but I have a feeling that China is behind it, and it's called JIT. Most of you know what that is, as long as we're talking about economics. Walmart, another woke bunch. Sam's Club, it's one of its other network entities. Costco, they're all woke. Don't know why you would shop there unless you absolutely have to have something that only they have. I try not to shop there much, if any. Sometimes they do have some U.S.-made products, but if you ever go into Walmart, I don't mind blasting them. If you look at most of the tags, and we do, a lot of these products are made in China. In fact, the majority of their store is all from China. Some of the groceries are local. It'd be very difficult to import stuff from China like that. But it's kind of crazy with JIT, just in time. That's what it means. It's an acronym. Walmart is a big practitioner of JIT. That means that the stuff on the shelf is meant to be rotated every 72 hours. And in the event of a disaster, JIT kicks in and shuts down. In other words, what I'm trying to intimate here. Argue with me if you like. 844-769-2944. In other words, when there is a supply chain crisis, a food shortage, or any other kind of disaster, I remember years ago when a hurricane struck the southeast coast of Texas, and I happened to have been in Austin at the time, went into the local grocery store. The entire dairy section was empty. The entire water section was empty. All of these necessary goods and services were completely cleaned out off store shelves, gone. Where? To the disaster area. How? Probably through some effort of FEMA. You know, the other white government. Yeah, that's funny. You BLM people out there, you start screaming at me about FEMA. Yeah, you screamed about FEMA during Hurricane Katrina, didn't you? You remember Hurricane Katrina? Remember Blackwater? They were there. Remember the shooting on the bridge? Yeah, they were there. You know, it's funny how the administration, I'm not talking about the Democrat administration because that happened during Bush. Notice how long it took them to get help there? Like a week? The whole place was falling apart. Over 3,000 dead? Really? That's the equivalent to the 9/11, to the false flag attack. And that's another issue I always have is what really hit the Pentagon? I mean, there's a lot of unanswered questions that we, the people, have a right to know the answer to, and we're not getting them. And so the more that we don't get answers, the less we trust our government. Frankly, that's the way it should be. If you put your faith in government, you will be sorely disappointed. I don't care what politician is in your face promising you the moon. It's not happening. China lockdowns will exclude factories in Shanghai. They'll be allowed to reopen if the workers live on site. Oh, boy. Yeah, see, there's always a workaround, right? Citywide Chinese coronavirus lockdown. Yeah, how do we know this? I mean, there's video on TV of people actually being taken into custody by men in white suits and dragged off and thrown into a van. And see, you know, our sanctions on Russia apparently aren't working because the economy is keeping afloat because they're selling fertilizer to who? Brazil. Why? Because Brazil knows better than to get involved in the Ukraine issue. It knows better to get involved in trying to sanction a country that really doesn't affect its economy that much. In fact, the latest departure of fertilizer is a ship carrying 35,000 tons of potassium chloride that left Russia for Brazil on April 4. So it looks like they're going to be growing groceries down there. Russia was one of Brazil's top three sources for fertilizer chemicals before the invasion. Brazilian buyers worried their summer grain season could be ruined if Russian supplies were lost. Apparently not, because Russia is a major supplier of potash, ammonia, urea, and other fertilizer components worldwide. But guess what? You want to make your own ammonia and urea? Marjorie Wildcraft has been on our show dutifully. She, as a matter of fact, has been sending out email blasts, one of which I got today. You need to look at these things when you get them, folks, because if you signed up at powerhourfood.com, you would know that you can make your own ammonia urea producing fertilizer components to grow your own veggies. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about, if you put them in a greenhouse, contaminants from chemtrails and everything else. And, of course, people say, oh, Krieger, there you go with chemtrails again. You know, you look up at the sky and you see them and you wonder, what in Hades is going on? Oh, look at the pretty jet fuel. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. You know, these people are clueless, folks. They don't get it. You walk outside. I mean, I've had several callers, Patrice in Ohio, among others, calling me up and telling me, hey, guess what? Alan in Texas called me up, too. Said, guess what? I put an ice cube next to this pile of so-called snow in my yard, and the ice melted before the snow did. Snow's still there. And it's, like, really warm outside. Same with Patrice. I'm just like, okay, that doesn't sound normal. That sounds like something that was created by chemicals. So you see, the thing is when you got people on the ground, boots on the ground, calling you up and telling you that things are weird in their neighborhood, perhaps you might want to listen. I mean, these people, it's in their face. And this is the way World Economic Forum and everybody else is. They're in your face. The only saving grace now is that the U.S. airlines, all the major airlines, are now saying, well, let's just call the mask mandate optional. Let's just say that it's no longer in effect due to the ruling by U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell, a Trump appointee. She ruled earlier that the CDC exceeded its authority with a mask mandate, inappropriately didn't seek public comment before imposing the order. Well, you know, the CDC, they're just a government agency. They're not Congress. But yet we turned around and we believed every single thing they did. The one thing Brian Artis did say that we're going to confront him about on the show that is true. Anything the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, or anything the government says to do, do just the opposite. Because these people obviously have an agenda, and that is to control you, we the people. So if masks are no longer required on domestic flights, what the hell are we wearing them for, and what are we putting this option on people. Oh, you can continue donning face coverings if it makes you feel better. It's all about feeling these days, right, Democrats? It's all about your feelings. We don't mean to hurt your feelings. Actually, I do mean to hurt your feelings. You people are morons. If you think socialism is going to work in this country, it has been tried in other countries, and it hasn't worked there. Ask anybody that's got national health, and they'll tell you how many months you got to wait for treatment. Yeah, and if they want to commit eugenics or any kind of eugenics program, wherever they may be, Ukraine, England, or whatever, they'll do it. You know, remember the midazolam thing going on here? Little midazolam, little morphine, little cocktail. Now all of a sudden we have a dead person in England in a senior citizen's home, and, oh, wait a minute, it must have been COVID. Oh, let's juice up our, gin the numbers. Let's crank up the numbers because of this little cocktail that we gave him to try to help him out, and instead it killed him. Let's not forget the clot shot. Yeah, everybody's running out there all thinking they're all dutiful to the government. These people have lost their faith in God. They have lost their way. This is the way it is. So American Airlines, JetBlue, Southwest, Delta, Alaska, you know, Delta, it's an acronym for doesn't ever leave the airport. Heard about the couple that wanted to fly United, but the stewardess wouldn't let them. That United is not one of those airlines that was out giving their little options. Southwest, as a matter of fact, I'm just surprised that employees and customers had the option to wear a face covering on domestic flights. I'm like, really, an option? You got to wonder what's up with these organizations. And again, I, you know, still point to the pilots who are still complaining about being required to take a jab that could cause them to stroke out in the cockpit. I got a real problem with that. According to a longtime House Republican, Daryl Issa of California, they have Hunter Biden's laptop. Frankly, I want to know where they got it. The FBI supposedly took possession of it after the hardware or the repair shop in Delaware had this in their possession and never returned. Hunter Biden never returned to get it, so they turned it over to the feds. I want to know how Daryl Issa got it. You know, in the meantime, Biden is categorically denying his son was involved in any improper business arrangements. I think that's bull. You know what? And the Durham filing, because, see, there's always tit for tat in the world of politics. As of the trial of Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman approaches, special counsel John Durham and Sussman's lawyers are going at it over what evidence they want to get admitted. Part of the arguments, Durham filed a routine response detailing why the evidence he's seeking to admit is both relevant and admissible. You know, Sussman apparently lied to the FBI and now the CIA. Durham filing reveals the CIA knew in early 17 that data tying Trump to Russia was fake. Why didn't all this come out? Because of who's controlling the narrative. And so, you know, here's the thing. Sussman's attorneys want the FBI officials' notes nixed as evidence. They don't want any of this coming out because why? Well, that would defeat Durham's case. So they file a 46-page motion to the court trying to explain themselves. And speaking of which, another little solution here, because I don't want to run out of time in our first segment here before we bring in Stephen Harkins with North American Urban Spice at the bottom of the hour. For those of you who are having issues with your home, and I'm talking about your mortgage foreclosure, I'm now getting requests to draft pleadings for attorneys. And these pleadings, I keep telling people, look, if you have a problem with and things look funny with your mortgage, the National Consumer Law Center has on its website what we call a qualified written request under RESPA Section 6. That's the Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act, right? And all you have to do is download this, and I'm not telling you to use the entire lingo because there's like 50 questions on this NCLC QWR, Qualified Written Request. I like to send them out two or three requests at a time, and why is that? Because generally we found that you can stave off a foreclosure by sending out three requests for stuff, getting three back, sending out three more requests, getting it back, stave off the foreclosure for three more months, getting it back, sending another one out, getting it back, sending another one out. Pretty soon you've stalled your foreclosure for 2 years. And why do I tell you these things? Because the banks can go suck eggs, as far as I'm concerned, especially the ones that want to promote a cashless society. Researchers, and I guess there's only one, Richard Booth, Oklahoma City researcher, is now saying that maybe Merrick Garland, our current attorney general, who launched an investigation into threats of violence against school board members and pushed for severe sentences against January 6th defendants, well, maybe he should be looking into reopening the Oklahoma City bombing that he helped prosecute. Apparently, there's a lot of information out there that has yet to come to light. And Utah attorney Jesse Trentadue, who we've had commenters on our show about, who's procured thousands of FBI records via lawsuits against the government, historian Wendy Painting, who wrote her doctoral thesis on McVeigh, and late investigator Roger Charles, apparently they've uncovered some things that the Democratic administration under Clinton really didn't want come to light. On the 27th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, which was yesterday, as a matter of fact, an inmate believed to have knowledge about potential co-conspirators in that bombing languishes in a Texas prison awaiting a sex change. Guy's name is Pete Langan. He's apparently a white supremacist. He was sent to prison for 30 years, terrorizing the Midwest with a series of bank robberies he committed with the Aryan Republican Army, ARA, hiding his secret life as a transgender Donna McClure. All the while. Now, guess what? He wants a sex change. Yeah, it shows you how things with the government, every time the government gets involved in something, it gets screwed up, right? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is formally asking state lawmakers to take up eliminating Walt Disney World self-governing status during a special session set to start on Monday. He wants the Reedy Creek Improvement District eliminated, therefore Orange and Osceola counties are going to take over running Disney. Won't that be interesting? Letting county government run Disney. We'll see just how smart those wokists think they are now. Texas Governor Abbott, by the way, is suggesting sending illegal immigrants to Biden's home state. Was he finally taking my suggestion? Yeah, they should be going to Rehoboth Beach is where they should be going. Put him right out in front of his compound. Drop 72,000 of those off in front of his compound. That might change his way of thinking. He may not be eliminating Title 42 after all. Stephen Harkin's going to be joining us after the short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Wednesday, April 20th, 2022, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to this segment. You know, it's amazing how people are still paying attention, and I'm not talking about the woke ones. They're obviously dumbed down enough. They're not paying attention. But the ones who are awakened that know what's going on, especially our Power Hour listeners here, understand why we have products on the Power Mall like Nuke Protect, which, by the way, all of the North American Herb and Spice products are 10% off this week at the Power Mall. We have Stephen Harkins with us on the phone talking about natural source potassium iodide inter alia, which is the Latin term for among other things, which we will get into during this segment of the show. Stephen, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you and taking time out of your busy schedule to educate our listeners as to what's going on. Before we came on during the break, I was talking to you about the sales of Nuke Protect. Apparently, this stuff is flying off the shelf.
Yes, it is. I think it just meets a need and it meets a concern that we have presently in the world, and we're just glad to be able to supply something that can give people peace of mind.
And all of this because Putin opened his mouth and said something about dropping in a nuke somewhere, and all of a sudden I can't find potassium iodate. Any of this stuff anywhere. And, of course, folks, we have Nuke Protect at the Power Mall, 10% off this week, by the way. This Nuke Protect supports the thyroid with natural potassium iodine. Stephen, explain a little bit for those who haven't heard the rationale behind replacing the good stuff or the bad stuff with the good stuff and doing it ahead of time.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't realize this, but the thyroid gland is it's part of your endocrine system, so it's part of your hormonal response in the body, and so you have this complicated web of different hormones that are being created that you will need for a balance for many things, you know, everything from puberty on to the menopause for women. And so if your thyroid isn't functioning like it's supposed to, you're going to have some major problems. And, you know, thyroid cancer, things like that are on the rise. But when you're exposed to something like radiation from either a nuclear reactor somewhere in your neighborhood or God forbid, a nuclear attack. When you are exposed to that, your thyroid is the first line of defense, and what happens in the next 24 hours is everything. If you have the potassium iodine at your disposal, you're going to be able to support and protect the thyroid, and you're actually going to have a blocking response where the radiation does not enter the thyroid and start to affect it. And that's the first area of the body that starts to wreak havoc. So you could actually avoid a very nasty response of radiation initially, give you and your family time to make decisions. And so having it when it happens, having it when you're exposed, is really the most important thing. And the thyroid is the key to protecting yourself. And the iodine is the number one nutrient that the thyroid needs. And this is pharmaceutical grade, so it's a much higher amount, something that you maybe 100 times higher than what you get in your diet. And that's why the specialty product is called for this situation.
Right. Well, I've got also, and we've attached this, folks, to your email blast. And please, I pray to God you are getting our email blast. You can sign up at thepowerhour.com because it's got the news. It's got links. It has links all about the show. And it has links that we put in there. And this is kind of unusual that we would be posting, but I'm all in favor of it because you got to look and you got to rationalize around it. Because some people go, oh, you're just panicking. Well, New York State Department of Health actually put out a flyer on health.newyork.gov, ny.gov. And we're going to include that in your email blast. Now, this is something they're talking about, potassium iodide and radiation emergencies fact sheet. And so it talks all about what it is and what it's used for. How does it work? We've already talked to that. What age group has the highest risk from exposure to radioiodine? And what do you think that was? Who has the highest risk? Young kids. Would you agree, yep. Stephen?
Yep. That was my first guess. Young adults and children. Absolutely.
And so here it says on this fact sheet, you can take it 3 or 4 hours later, but it will not be as helpful. I mean, the situation is if you know something is going on, you have to take it because you're going to absorb, or your thyroid is going to absorb radioactive iodine. And in order to keep that from coming into your system, you know, KI protects your thyroid, not other parts of the body. If you are directly exposed to radioactive fallout, that's not a good thing. You need to wash it off. Obviously, you know, if you see like flakes, I mean, they showed you pictures of Hiroshima and Nagasaki after we dropped the A-bomb on both of those cities, and there was a lot of material gray ash all over everything. And what do you think that ash contains? Radioactive material, right?
Yes.
So are there some people who should not take KI? That's potassium iodide. And it says most people get to take it, but you should talk to your doctor before taking it. Now, I'm having a real hard time wrapping my head around that because this is typical liberal. Go talk to your doctor. Go talk to the ones that have been relying on CDC for all the COVID jabs and all the information, wearing a mask and doing all this crazy stuff. And, oh, you have to hide in your home and hide in your closet. My God, don't come out even for the Amazon delivery guy that's bringing your groceries. You know, all these people are just literally wigging out, and this is just another thing, the New York State Department of Health and its liberal mentality. You know, and it says KI is helpful for about 24 hours. I'm like, really? Where do these people get their information from? Stephen, what's your take on all this?
Well, it's extremely well tolerated. You know, it's potassium iodine. And it, as long as you don't take a high amount, and even if you do, you might have some, you know, GI stomach issues, a little allergic reaction, but usually you're not going to have severe illness or death unless you're just absolutely inhaling several bottles at one time. And you know, in that case, don't freak out. If you have some, you need to make it last. And, you know, we usually tell people, hey, 2 capsules for the children, 4 capsules for the adults per day, and just that's all you need. So no need to do any more than that if you're doing the regular recommended amount. They do say avoid a lot of table salt as a good practice when you're doing a lot of this, when you're taking a lot of the KI. But other than that, you know, if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, yes, you have to be careful. If you're in a situation, and so sometimes the rules go out the window. But in general, yeah, they do say if you're over 40 or if you're pregnant or you're breastfeeding, you know, check with your doctor. That's like a disclaimer that we all have to say. But make the choice for you and your family. Definitely want to have it around. You don't want to get caught without it.
I know. It's sad, Stephen, that they actually have to make disclaimers like this. And but the thing is, you know, everybody, we live in such a litigious society here in America, and everybody's suing over everything, including a spilt cup of coffee. You know, I mean, McDonald's found out the hard way about, you know, people that don't know how to handle hot stuff when they get it through the drive-up window. So the effects, you know, are we still reeling from the effects of Fukushima as far as human element goes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, just because we don't hear it on the media very often anyway, doesn't mean that it's not still a threat. You know, there were radioactive isotopes that were released into the ocean in massive amounts that they don't break down for like 100,000 years. So they're going to be with us. And when it comes to your seafood and that type of thing, especially, or those of you who live on the West Coast, close to, you know, anywhere in the California area, you're visiting family out there, you know, they've actually taken Geiger counters out there on the shores, and they found all the way up to British Columbia, Canada. They found, you know, levels 3, 4, 5 times higher than what they call the safe limit. So it's something that it's in our environment, and we never quite know exactly, you know, it can be in the atmosphere. You know, there's probably micro levels spreading everywhere. It's the Pacific Ocean. It's the largest ocean in the world. And when it comes to your seafood, you got to be very careful too, because now isotopes are showing up.
No doubt, I could just see, you know, people going to the restaurant on the West Coast, going, "Oh, garçon, yes, I'd like to order an order of the radioactive shrimp from Fukushima." Yeah, I can see that going over well. And he's looking at you like, "What are you, an idiot?" You know. Anyway, so we're also publishing a map of nuclear targets and targets in the USA. This map is devoted to the threats from fallout patterns in case of an attack. Understand that the jet stream in America has everything to do with radioactive fallout, especially if you live within a 310-mile radius of a nuclear power plant, because you know what happened at Chernobyl, and all you need to do is look at the stats on that to know what potential liability or threat there would be in case one of these was a target. Now, our news stories are talking about the potential for a cyber attack by Russia because of what is going on with our sanctioning. They're going to they're talking about what's going to happen in the coming months, that we should anticipate cyber attacks. At least that's what our national intelligence, I didn't know that, it was a contradiction in terms, our national intelligence is telling us. But see, this is one of the reasons why, Stephen, I think this is the natural source, potassium iodine and other products like it are flying off shelves right now, because people just don't do trust. I say better safe than sorry. What say you?
Better safe than sorry, anytime, any place. And, you know, a lot of times it's practical. So it's not just that you have to hoard it until a potential attack happens. Like you said, if you are within a few hundred miles of a nuclear reactor, which many of us are, if you're in a populated area, you know what? I'm 20 miles away from a nuclear reactor. And I guarantee you, with all the radiation we have around us, it's at its highest levels we've ever seen probably in the history of civilization. So I'm taking, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. I'm already doing it just in case anyone's interested. I'm taking
You're alive and kicking. You're alive and kicking. Yeah. I mean, you're living proof right there that it's working. Obviously, you're protecting yourself, taking it 2 or 3 times a week, and you take, what, 2 capsules per?
Yeah, 2 capsules. That's all I'm doing. You know, if I was exposed, it would be 4. But just 2 on a regular basis, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, that's all it is. And it just gives you some peace of mind because, you know, radiation is not something you can detect, really, or see. Or really even sometimes feel, but the radiation is all around us. It's, you know, you've got the microwaves, you've got the x-rays, you got all of these have different types of radiation. And so, you know, we put things like chaga and selenium. So it's not just potassium iodide. So it's a whole formula that you can really use on a regular basis, just to even those low levels of radiation that add up over time.
You know what's amazing? I'm surprised that more people haven't been buying Geiger counters, because I know they're for sale online. I even have one in my possession too. Operates off of a D cell battery, and literally it can detect most low-level sources of radiation. It really goes crazy if you get, you know, or supposed to go crazy when you get hit with serious amounts of radioactive fallout. And the thing is when it's raining down from the sky, that's, you know, the time that you really need to, you would wish that you had this stuff in your medicine cabinet so you could start taking it if you're not taking it now. Because a lot of people, they just sit on it and don't do it unless they absolutely have to. Oh, we have to save it. What? I mean, what if we have to take this for like 6 months in a row and we run out? Well, that's why you buy more than one bottle. Especially with the number of people in the family, you should buy what? One bottle per person? Two bottles per person?
Yeah, better to have more than you need than not enough. And if you're taking four capsules on a daily basis and you've got 90 in a bottle, well, that might last you about 22, 23 days per person. So it is good to have at least one bottle per person. I totally agree with that. Yes.
And so, but the thing is that these folks, obviously, if they are prepared, you know, they can share it with their neighbor too. If their neighbor is not prepared, that's always nice. You know, the beauty about this show, Stephen, is we get phone calls in 844-769-2944 because our listeners are paying attention out there. Tom in Michigan, how are you, sir?
Hi. You know, I'm a big believer in iodine. I try to take my iodine at least five times a week. I usually take about 12.5 milligrams. That's 8,333% of the RDA. Most people are low in iodine. And I don't know if you've ever heard of iodine loading. There's a guy, Dr. David Brownstein. I've got a couple of his books, his thyroid book and his book Iodine, Who Needs It? And basically, iodine being a halide, there's a couple other halides, fluoride and bromide, which tend to clog up the iodine receptors in the body. He's actually says he's cured breast cancer by giving iodine to women. He has the outline for doing the iodine loading. It's when I did the iodine loading, it was three of the 12.5 milligram iodines per day, and then he advised what the signs are for getting too much, and it was pretty mild, really. I think it was like something like a cold sore, maybe gastric, where I just cough for a couple of days. But that forces all of those halides out of the iodine receptors. And, I mean, basically, when you're talking about radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout, you're talking about gamma particles. And those are the ones that they'll kill you dead real quick, but they only have a half-life of, I'm going to say, about 2 weeks. And I'm going from memory. But, you know, the ash and things like that will have your beta and alpha particles in there. They're the one, they won't kill you. I mean, you can hold it in your hands and it's not going to burn you or anything. It lasts for 50,000, 100,000 years. The thing is, anybody who breathes any of that in and gets any of it lodged in lung tissue or something like that, those little gamma and beta particles will be emitted for, you know, 24/7, and they will develop cancer and I'm going to say anywhere from 10 to 30 years. But yeah, you want your iodine receptors to have plenty of iodine. And there's been where they used to use iodine in baking products as an anti-caking agent, and the government made them take it out, and they put bromide, the bad halide, in there. The fluoride and the bromide, they're both bad halides.
Tom, you must have the biggest library out there. I just, you know, you have one book after another. I mean, you're a book collector out there, yeah, and you read everything. I appreciate that. Stephen, given what Tom has just told you, what's your take on all of this?
Well, I'm just so glad he came on the show. It's like we had a third person come in and interview, because it's all 100% correct. I agree with you entirely. I appreciate that you have looked into this and you've researched this and you're sharing this with others. Exactly, and when it comes to iodine, it's a nutrient that's often forgotten about. most people in the United States, they don't get enough. There's a huge correlation with thyroid cancer and not getting enough iodine. And that's another thing we got to look at. So, yeah, you can iodine load. It's a good idea. And also, yeah, so iodine is going to do a lot more for you than just, you know, this initial worry about a nuclear fallout. It's going to protect you from some of the bad halogens, like you mentioned, the bromine and the fluoride, which is unfortunately contaminated in a lot of products, tap water. It's all over the place. So this actually protects the brain and protects your hormones and protects your immune system. You definitely need it in your life, and I'm glad you came on and gave the people a little bit more info about that.
Yeah, we appreciate your call, Tom. Thanks so much. All right, so we're looking at Nuke Protect right here at the Power Mall. You've been listening to all this. Tom is, you know, giving us a little testimony here. Obviously, he's done, and I can tell, Tom, you're not the only one out there that has a massive library, and I know you read books a lot. That's a good thing, because we all seem to have given up reading in favor of watching the boob tube. So, you know, and they're programming us every time we flip a channel and putting doubt in our mind as to what's going to work and what's not to work, and there are conflicting reports. And, Stephen, I'm glad we have you on the show to talk about that. Now, in the meantime, we have this 10% off at the Power Mall now. We sold out of it earlier, and then we restocked. So the orders are still coming in, though, right?
They're still rolling in. We still have the product, so we're still in business.
What about the other products we have at the Power Mall? 10% off this week, by the way, on the Power Mall. Black Seed Plus, I can't say enough about that.
Yeah, there are a few things that do come up around this time of year. When it comes to allergies, for example, that's a big problem that people, I'm sure, are experiencing with all the rains and the changing in temperatures and the pollen flying around and breathing being a challenge. So the, you know, black seed is fantastic for a nice allergy response. It's great for really all around cholesterol support, blood pressure support, blood sugar support. So it has a lot of value. And you can even break open these capsules over food, which I absolutely love. That is what they do there in the Middle East, and kind of puts an interesting flavor and aroma and spice into your different dips or your salad dressings. Love the black seed. Also, consider the Orega Resp and the Sinu Orega Nasal Wash. Those are going to be your two big allies if you are kind of on the losing side of the allergy season, or you just want to be proactive and help breathe and get the oxygen flowing better for your respiratory tract. The other big one, I think people are still seeing issues with sleep. You know, we had the time change last month, and we're having longer days, and we're having some things change around. So we're having a lot of people that have been calling in over, at least over here at our company, and saying sleep's been a challenge for them. We do have the Herbal Z's formula, which is non-melatonin. You don't feel groggy. You don't have nightmares, and it's non-habit-forming. It's great for even children. That's just completely herbal formula. Using something like ashwagandha, that's our main ingredient there, that also helps with stress and soothing your adrenals. So if you're feeling fatigued, you're feeling like you just ran a marathon, and that's how you feel every day, you know, the Herbal Z's can really help calm you, help with the stress response, help you sleep. Those are some of the practical things that we have going. The oregano oil, you should always consider it. A lot of people don't know the topical uses you can use with oregano, like pain and inflammation. You can actually rub oregano topically on places like your hands, your feet, your knees, your back, and just get a wonderful response, especially if there's a lot of inflammation and pain going on.
Well, and see, oregano products, those are the ones that sell big at the Power Mall here besides Nuke Protect. I know that it's flying off the shelf because I get word on this all the time. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it. Because if everybody wants it and there's a big demand, obviously, you know, we have to look out for ourselves, because health is number one. And the more we can do, this is not an infomercial. As a matter of fact, folks, just because we offer something at a discount, it's because we want you to buy it, try it, and see what you think. And if it's helping you, it's a good thing. And that's one of the reasons why the oregano-based products that North American Herb and Spice offers also are flying off the shelf. Everybody loves them. They're reordering. Obviously, it must be working. Otherwise, they wouldn't be, right?
Otherwise, it wouldn't be. Yep. And we could be, you know, talking about anything or, you know, promoting anything. But I know that everyone here, and myself included, Yeah, we're using these products. You know, the oregano has got me through the last 2 years, my family through, my in-laws and everything, and to keep our immune system going. The Nuke Protect is the other one that just we need to keep the radiation low, and we need to be ready for anything, prepare for the worst, as my father always said. And also, you know, the Purely Pack would probably be the other really important nutritional piece to your health picture that you don't want to ignore, because it gives you all of the vitamins from nature, from foods, from the sun, from the earth, and that will keep you going in any kind of scenario as well.
I was going to ask you about that, Stephen. You took the words right out of my mouth. Purely Pack is a 30-day supply, and you know, we sell that here at the Power Mall. Once again, all these products are 10% off this week because we have Stephen on the show. So that's a good thing. But, you know, we really wanted to focus on the potential for a nuclear threat. Obviously, our government is not. Just like EMP, our government disbanded the EMP Commission in 2018. Peter Vincent Pry, who's a doctor, wrote a paper on it, a white paper. And anybody that's read it understands the fact that even if an EMP goes off in the atmosphere, doesn't mean that, and I think Tom called up before and said, maybe this is floating space junk is what's going to end up happening if any of these satellites are up overhead in the ionosphere and they happen to be affected by it. And I thought, you know, probably a valid point. The thing is, though, it's more valid when you go shop at the Power Mall and you know what's going on with all of the products from North American Urban Spice. If you get lost in the shuffle, we have a vendor side page that you can go to when you get to the Power Mall. You can just click on North American Urban Spice and go shopping for all the products that you need. That's why we have Stephen Harkins on the show. Thank you so much once again for joining us, sir. We appreciate
you.
Thank
you. Thank you, everyone. Take care.
All right, there you go. And so Nuke Protect, available right now. If you want to get it there, a little protection against the ultimate. And we're coming back at the top of the hour with Dr. Brian Artis. Oh, this is going to be race time, talking about snake venom. Jake Creighton with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.